This is the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com. You can call us at 440-579-2531. Send us an email at studio@sportstalknetwork.com or follow us on Twitter at SportsTalkNet. The Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com starts now.
Hello again, everybody. This is Steve Callis on The Steve Callis Show. It's Thursday, January 26, 2012. I encourage you to send your emails to studio@sportstalknetwork.com. That's studio@sportstalknetwork.com. Got a lot to do today. As always, we're going to start with the funeral of Joe Paterno. Again, I think generally speaking, the media has done a pretty good job of at least respecting for this week what the man has accomplished over 60 years. As Coach K said, I don't think we should forget what he's done for 60 years. Of course, there's still a lot to go on the negative side on that, but yesterday, a stirring ceremony. They drove his casket through the State College campus. People were lined on the sides of the streets, 5-6 deep. It was really an amazing sight to see as they took him off for a private funeral service with the family at a cemetery that was not disclosed, at least publicly. But today, there will be a memorial at Penn State. There were 10,000 seats available. They were gone in 8 minutes. Which on the one hand is a great testimonial to Paterno, on the other hand makes me think, why didn't they do it in the football stadium where anybody who wanted to go could go? But for whatever reasons, I guess they want to have it indoors. But I think it would have been better to have it in the football stadium so everybody who would want to go would go. Now, according to Scott Paterno, Joe Paterno's son, he doesn't want anyone to think that Paterno died of a broken heart. There's a theory going around that this just dragged him down and knocked him out and made him just want to die. But according to his son, Scott, he was upbeat to the very end. He was telling people, don't worry about him, worry about yourselves, worry about the victims, et cetera, et cetera. Again, that's going to be a problem because the main problem is viewed to be he didn't seem to worry about that victim in 2002, and to come forward, you know, in 2011 and 2012 and care. Some people think that's hypocritical, but again, that's not for today. Two national titles, 409 victories. You know, all his players who come back, if you saw some of them interviewed on ESPN, like Matt Millen, have nothing but, of course, the highest regard and respect for Joe Paterno. And what he did for the Penn State campus shouldn't be forgotten as well. Some people are saying they should rename the football stadium Joe Paterno Stadium instead of Beaver Stadium, or at least the field, Joe Paterno Field. But I think it's pretty cool that it's the Paterno Library at Penn State where he donated millions of dollars over the years. Now, none of that forgives what he didn't do, and we'll have a conversation about that down the road when more facts come out. But for now, a stirring goodbye yesterday and today. Again, a public memorial service honoring the memory of Joe Paterno. 10,000 seats available, gone in 8 minutes. So, Paterno, with all his greatness, will be viewed in a different light in the future, depending on what's found out through the facts, through the litigation, through the trials. Again, his sons, and they're his sons, are rightfully trying to preserve his legacy for their family, but it remains to be seen what that legacy will be. Joe Paterno, dead at 85, buried yesterday, memorial service today in State College, Pennsylvania. Want to move to some NFL notes now, a little bit of Super Bowl stuff. Obviously, we have a lot of time for that, but a lot going on in the NFL. Chuck Pagano, the Ravens defensive coordinator in 2011, has been named the new coach of the Indianapolis Colts. He's been coaching in the league since the mid-'80s. He was a player at Wyoming in college, but Chuck Pagano is just the latest Ravens defensive coordinator to become a head coach. Like in the last 10 years, Marvin Lewis and Rex Ryan being two others, of course. But Pagano, the new Indianapolis head coach, and, you know, Peyton Manning has come out with some comments now. There's a lot of changes going on in Indianapolis. Pagano, obviously a defensive coach, Colts obviously looking to rebuild. You know, you can say Manning is incredibly valuable, and of course he is, but their defense just wasn't very good this year. So I don't think they went 2-14 just because they didn't have Peyton Manning. They went 2-14 because their defense was below par compared to what it had been in the previous years. So it certainly looks like Jim Irsay, the owner, is cleaning house. New GM, new coach. And you got to think they're going to draft Andrew Luck with the first pick, new quarterback maybe. Now, they have to pay Peyton Manning $28 million in March. I just don't see how that's going to happen. It just doesn't make financial sense, because if they draft Luck, he's going to get like $20 million to pay $48, $50 million for two quarterbacks, a 36-year-old who's a legend and a Hall of Famer, et cetera, but who's had three neck surgeries in the last 2 years. Hard to believe they're going to put a lot of money into that. We'll just have to see what happens. Some people think it's a game of chicken. Will Manning come out and say, I'd rather go somewhere else to finish my career? I don't think he's going to do that, because he does have a $28 million payment coming in March, and I think he's going to make the Colts either pay it or say we're not going to pay it. And, of course, it would be a disaster in Indianapolis, a public relations disaster, if the Indianapolis Colts decide to cut Peyton Manning. I mean, imagine what the headlines are going to be there. But they now have Chuck Pagano, the new coach, a new GM. The Polians are gone. Jim Caldwell is gone. Jim Caldwell, by the way, the fourth. You know, I've given you the Ravens D coordinators in the last 10 years who have become coaches, head coaches. Marvin Lewis with the Bengals, Rex Ryan with the Jets. Jim Caldwell with the Colts until now. And now Chuck Pagano, the new Colts head football coach. A few other notes. It looks like there are reports this morning, not a signing yet, but Greg Schiano, who at least has rebuilt the program at Rutgers to, I don't want to say national prominence, but certainly with a national presence where they did well in the Big East. They've gone to a bunch of bowl games. They won the Pinstripe Bowl this year. Greg Schiano is probably going to become the new coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, he has really built the program at Rutgers. It's not a top 20 program, but he has done a good job from where they were to where they are. He gets a lot of criticism in the tri-state area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, for not playing tough schedules. The Big East, of course, is not a very good football conference. But he certainly did put Rutgers on the national map. His background is in Florida, obviously. His recruiting, a lot of it comes from Florida. And now he's going back to Florida to be the new coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Also, the Raiders are about to hire a new coach. Denver defensive coordinator Dennis Allen, only 39 years old, is going to be the new Oakland Raiders coach. They're just working on dotting the I's and crossing the T's on his contract. Now, this is the first defensive coach that the Raiders have hired as a head coach since none other than John Madden in 1969. So the Raiders, trying to go back to defense, will probably announce the hiring, if not today, then tomorrow, of Dennis Allen, most recently the Denver defensive coordinator. And if you got caught up in the whole Tim Tebow mania during the year, you understood that a large reason that Denver was able to win those games was because they had a very good defense. And I thought their defense suffered after Von Miller hurt his wrist. Remember, he was playing with a cast. Von Miller, who could very well be the Rookie of the Year, as an excellent player. But I thought after that injury, his play went down, the Denver defensive play went down. But, of course, they did win their division, albeit at 8-8. They did win a playoff game. And, of course, then they got hammered by the Patriots. But Dennis Allen will be the new Oakland Raiders head coach, and obviously they're changing a lot in Oakland as well. The death of Al Davis, and now they've fired their coach and they're going in a different direction. But Dennis Allen will be announced today or tomorrow as the new Oakland Raiders head coach. A few other NFL notes. Roger Goodell, who has been the commissioner since 2006, who, I don't know if you want to say, led the NFL through the lockout this year. That would be a stretch, I think. But in any event, the owners have given him an extension until March of 2019. Goodell, who I think has done a fairly good job as commissioner, he tried to get that 18-game schedule in now, and I'm surprised a lot of people thought for sure it was coming, and I guess they didn't realize the opposition they were going to get from the players themselves. I think to go from 16 to 18 games would be just too much. The owners were trying to sell that. We'll cut the exhibition games from 4 to 2, so they'll still be just 20 games. And they somehow compared four exhibitions where the starters hardly play in any but maybe the first half or three quarters of the third game. That's really the serious game, if you will, the third game. The first two are to find out about your other players. The fourth is really a don't-get-hurt game. But they tried to sell people, including the players, on the notion that four exhibition games plus 16 regular season games is the same as two exhibition games and 18 regular season games because they're both 20 games. Of course, that's preposterous. And these teams are so beat up by the end of the season, I can't imagine how many more injuries there would be with two extra regular season games prior to the playoffs. So I think that's dead, at least for now. They tried to put it in this most recent collective bargaining agreement, and it was a non-starter with the players. They refused to do it. And I think you can understand their careers are short enough as it is. The average NFL career, 3.3 years or 3.4 years, whatever it is. But Roger Goodell does get rewarded for his work by the owners. He gets an extension through the 2018 season, expiring right now in March of 2019. Couple of things with respect to the Pro Bowl, and again, the Pro Bowl is a don't-watch-it game for me, but, you know, everybody who's not in the Super Bowl now gets to spend a week in Hawaii, and good for them. But what the NFL is trying to do, I guess, to add some interest to this game, is they're going to allow players to tweet during the game, so you can find out the Twitter address of your favorite All-Stars, I guess, and you can listen to them or tweet back and forth with them during the game. Again, to me, that's just trying to add interest to something that has no interest to the general football fan. Might be something you'd have on the TV in the background, but certainly not something you're going to pay attention to like you would a playoff game or, of course, the Super Bowl a week from Sunday. I did see an interview with Drew Brees, who you know is a free agent. He's looking for a long-term deal. It was very interesting. He had a conversation where he said, look, I want a long-term deal. I want to finish my career in New Orleans. Of course, Brees is a hero down there. He contributed in the post-Katrina world down there. He won a Super Bowl down there. So he's a hero down in New Orleans. But it was interesting when he asked, what about if New Orleans puts the franchise tag on you? He got kind of a look on his face and said, I don't want to talk about that right now. I don't plan for that to happen. I want to get a long-term deal. I want to finish my career, and we'll leave it at that. So it's interesting. We'll see if New Orleans franchise tags him. That would be another PR disaster for the New Orleans Saints if they do that to the hero, Drew Brees. This is the Steve Kallis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Off the Bench with Josh Scarr and Scotty Bickford, Mondays at 4 p.m. on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in Square D, Eaton Cutler Hammer, Siemens Automation, Banner Engineering, ASCO Valves, Bussmann and Faraz Fuses, and coming very soon are more than 5,000 line items of Allen Bradley. SupplyLineElectric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Follow SportsTalkNetwork.com on Twitter at SportsTalkNET.
Oh my God.
Shut the front door.
And now like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/SportsTalkNetwork. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 120,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy and major car companies filing for bankruptcy, Cover America Auto Care has announced revolutionary, inexpensive mechanical breakdown coverage that is now available to the general public to save consumers thousands on auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for drivers to call who own a vehicle that is less than 10 years old for a free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number is 800-219-6876. Drivers who are covered with this auto protection will not have to pay for a covered repair again. This is the auto coverage now sweeping across America at a fraction of what dealerships charge and is now available to the public by calling today. The number to call is 800-219-6876. 800-219-6876. That's 800-219-6876.
Follow your favorite NFL team all season long on SportsTalkNetwork.com. Team news, injury updates, game previews, and recaps are updated 24/7. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your teams, your city, your passion.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
Get your NFL news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want grade hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. Just a few quick Super Bowl notes. Giants against the Pats, of course, a week from Sunday. Rob Gronkowski, the star tight end of the Patriots, did not practice today. Of course, the Patriots are fortunate that the game is not this week. He was seen in a walking boot after the big win over the Ravens this past Sunday. But Gronkowski is expected to be back and at full speed, but he did not practice yesterday, the first day of practice back since the game for the Patriots. With respect to the Giants, they have some interesting playoff statistics this year. They've only given up 13 points a game in the playoffs. That's their first. They've only given up 321 yards per game, putting them second among all playoff teams. And allowing third downs against the Giants' defense, only 28% of third downs have been converted for first downs. And again, that's the best percentage in all of the playoffs as well. A few other miscellaneous things in other sports to talk about. Prince Fielder will be officially introduced today in Detroit. Obviously, they signed him for to replace Victor Martinez. Now, Fielder's going to move to first. Cabrera supposedly is moving to third. Cabrera tried to play third in the past there, and it didn't go so well. So they're going to have arguably the best 1-2 punch in baseball fielder in Cabrera offensively. But defensively, I think that's going to hurt Detroit a little. They usually had Brandon Inge over at third. Now, one of them maybe can DH or they can switch off at first. But I guess they want both of them in the lineup and then to have an additional DH. We'll have to see if that's really going to work because defensively, I think that's going to be a problem. Fielder's not terrible, but he's not really good. And Cabrera, once you move him over to third, I think is not going to be good. He's okay at first. So Fielder will be introduced today in Detroit. He signed a 9-year, $214 million contract. Comes out to an average of just under $24 million a year. Only 28 years old. A lot of people are surprised that Detroit did it because what are they going to do next year when Victor Martinez comes back? And it's an interesting question because they'll essentially have three DHs who can play first base. You know, maybe Martinez will catch a little. Maybe Cabrera will work out okay at third. Maybe they'll work a deal. You just don't know. But, my goodness, if those three are in the lineup together, wow, that'll be an incredible lineup. Detroit, a very good team. I think they're always going to contend now for the World Series for the next few years at least. The Red Sox have made an offer to Roy Oswalt. It didn't go so well in Philly for Oswalt. He was in and out of the lineup. He was hurt. He pitched okay, not really well. But he certainly is, if healthy, a top pitcher. But coming to the American League from the National League, pitched all those years in Houston, recently with Philadelphia, of course, you got to wonder because it's hard to go from the National League to the American League, and if he takes the Red Sox offer, he'll be in the AL East. Very difficult when you go up against, obviously, the Yankees and Tampa Bay, but offensively, Baltimore and Toronto are not bad either. Oswalt, 34 years old, coming off an injury-plagued season, but the Red Sox, obviously desperate for pitching, as is just about everyone. But they've made an offer to Roy Oswalt, and we'll have to see if he takes it. Switching to the NBA and contracts in the NBA, Kevin Love got a 4-year max deal to stay in Minnesota. He said he was hoping for 5, but they wouldn't offer him a 5th. They did give him 4 years. It's like $61 or $62 million. That's the max you can get nowadays. He does have an opt-out after 3 years, however, since they wouldn't give him 5. I guess he negotiated an opt-out after 3. And Kevin Love is probably the best example in today's NBA of a walking double-double. I think he had 53 in a row over last year and the year before. He really is an amazing player because he's a big, strong guy who can rebound, but he can step out and shoot threes like it's nothing. So Kevin Love re-ups with the Minnesota Timberwolves for 4 years, a max deal in the low $60, $61, $62 million range. Danilo Gallinari, who I liked him as a player of the Knicks. He's a matchup nightmare. He's getting better all the time. He can defend a little bit. But Gallinari, who went to Denver, and boy, when you look at Denver versus the Knicks in terms of that trade, and we talked about it last year when that trade was made, the Denver Nuggets got a bunch of really good basketball players from the Knicks for the Knicks to get Carmelo. Right now, Carmelo Amari not working out too well in New York, frankly, but for the Nuggets, it's been really good. They have an excellent coach in George Karl, who I think is happy to coach teams without superstars because they do have a very good team this year. We'll get to them a little later. I think they're 13-5 now. But Gallinari gets a 4-year contract for $42 million. And I'll tell you, he's 6'11", long, rangy, can shoot it, can put it on the floor, can defend a little. He's a very good player. And, you know, on any given night, he can put up better stats than Carmelo, frankly. So they got a lot more, you know. Wilson Chandler, who I think is stuck in China till March, as we discussed during the before the NBA season started, those guys who signed in China have to stay there till March, I think Wilson Chandler being one of the main guys. But Gallinari gets 4 years, $42 million. Kevin Love gets 4 years, $60 million. And I think deservedly so for both guys. Australian Open, this morning results. Victoria Azarenka on the woman's side obviously beat number 3 seed. Azarenka beat Kim Clijsters, who had beaten Caroline Wozniacki, the first seed, Clijsters seeded 11th. Azarenka 6-4, 1-6, 6-3. She moves on to the final. And in the other semifinal, Maria Sharapova, the 4 seed, beats Petra Kvitova, the number 2 seed, 6-2, 3-6, 6-4. Now, that was a rematch of last year's Wimbledon final that Kvitova won. She beat Sharapova at Wimbledon in the final last year. But this year at the Australian Open, Maria Sharapova turns the tables, and it will be Maria Sharapova against Victoria Azarenka in the finals of the Australian Open, obviously on the women's side. Also today, or early this morning in America, I think it was on ESPN Live at like 3:30 in the morning. Number 2 Nadal against number 3 Federer. Federer won the first set 7-6, but then Nadal comes back. Nadal's been dominant over Federer in recent years. Comes back to win the next three sets 6-2, 7-6, 6-4. Nadal moves on to the finals over Roger Federer in four sets. Nadal is now 8-2 against Federer in Grand Slam events and 18-9 overall. I think he's won the last five times they've played. You know, let's face it, Federer getting on in years, Nadal getting a little better, not just a clay court player anymore. He goes to the final, and he will face the winner of Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray. That match hasn't taken place yet. You have to think it'll be Djokovic and Nadal in the final, but we'll just have to wait for that. So three of the four spots in the Australian Open finals have now been filled. And I think you have to like Azarenka. I think she's a little better than Sharapova. And again, if Djokovic makes the finals, I think he can beat Nadal, but we'll wait and see exactly how those pairings are going to come up. Want to turn to a few NCAA games, a big upset. Well, I don't want to say a big upset. An upset in college basketball, whenever you go on the road, number 2 Missouri goes to unranked Oklahoma State to play Oklahoma State, but they're not a bad team. They'll be ranked now as Oklahoma State beats number 2 Missouri 79-72. Oklahoma State has this very athletic guy. I don't know if you saw the highlights, Markel Brown, who had two unbelievable dunks over guys for Oklahoma State against Missouri. But after each one, he kind of stood over the guys and preened a little, got technicals for both, and was thrown out of the game. So, again, a talented kid who needs to get his emotions under control. But LeBrian Nash, a freshman for Oklahoma State, had a career-high 27. Brian Williams had 22 for Oklahoma State as they beat number 2 Missouri. Oklahoma State 79, Missouri 72. Ricardo Ratliff, 25 points, 12 rebounds for Missouri, but it wasn't enough as Oklahoma State upsets number 2 Missouri, who obviously will drop in the rankings when the next poll comes out. Number 6 Duke at Maryland. They honored the longtime Maryland coach Gary Williams, who, of course, won a national championship there. The court is now named Gary Williams Court at the University of Maryland. But it was Duke, after trailing in the first half, Duke comes back, number 6 Duke, to beat Maryland. Duke 74, Maryland 61. Obviously in an ACC game, Mason Plumlee for Duke, 23 points, 12 rebounds. Terrell Stoglin leads Maryland with 16, but it's number 6 Duke over Maryland, 74-61. Penn State went on the road to face number 3 Ohio State, and Ohio State is a very good team. Again, they had their losses earlier when Sullinger was hurt. I still like them to win the national championship. Ohio State at home buries Penn State, number 3 Ohio State, 78. Penn State, 54. Jared Sullinger, who is probably the best big man in the country, arguably the best player in the country, has 20 points and 13 rebounds for Ohio State as they bury Penn State at home, 78-54. Yesterday at Michigan State, Tom Izzo looking for his 400th win. And you got to love a guy like Tom Izzo because he teaches defense. He's a tough, hard-nosed coach. He's an old-time guy. I really like the way he coaches and the way his team plays. Yesterday against Minnesota, going for his 400th win at home, Michigan State, number 11, Michigan State, 68. Minnesota, 52. Draymond Green, who's a very good player, 22 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists in the victory. It is Tom Izzo's 400th win. And it's hysterically funny because when you listen to Izzo at his press conference, I mean, he's a bright guy. He's an entertaining guy. You know, he says he doesn't think much of 400 wins, frankly, because Coach K has like 2 million wins. That's a quote. He also said, you know, I'm 517 wins behind Mike Krzyzewski, which is pretty funny because, of course, 400 wins is a great accomplishment. But, of course, Coach K, number one in the world now in Division I wins with 917 and counting. But Michigan State beats Minnesota at home. Michigan State 68, Minnesota 52. Now, there's now a list of four top coaches who have at least 400 wins at Big Ten schools. The list, of course, led by Coach Bobby Knight with 661 wins at Indiana before he was essentially unceremoniously dumped by Indiana. Gene Cady, the legend at Purdue, 512 wins at Purdue as a Big Ten coach. Lou Henson of Illinois, 473 wins. Henson, a very good coach, I think underrated. And now, of course, Tom Izzo reaches the 400-win mark. So four guys in the history of the Big Ten have at least 400 wins, with Tom Izzo joining that club last night, beating Minnesota. Another interesting team, don't know if you've seen them play. I've watched them a couple times. I like them, is UNLV. In the desert, number 15, UNLV. They go to Boise State, and they beat Boise State in overtime, UNLV 77, Boise State 72. Again, you don't hear much about Boise State basketball, but they do have a decent team, and they were playing at home. You've got to be a good team to beat another decent team on the road. Obviously, Missouri didn't do that at Oklahoma State, but UNLV beats Boise State in overtime, 77-72. Mike Moser of UNLV, a very good player, 18 points, 21 rebounds for the running Rebels. UNLV beats Boise State. Number 14, Creighton, another very good team we don't know much about. They go to Drake, and they beat Drake, Creighton 77, Drake 69. Doug McDermott, a very good player. Watch him play if you get the chance. Creighton's on TV once in a while. Doug McDermott with 30 points to lead number 14 Creighton over Drake, 77-69. This is the Steve Callis Show. We're at SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Blue Zoo Radio with Frank Reese, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. only on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring was high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 877-407-9413 to get your free copy now. 877-407-9413. 877-407-9413.
SportsTalkNetwork.com is now mobile. Watch or listen to your favorite Sports Talk Network program live or on demand with the new STN web app. The STN web app works on all smartphones, including iPhones, Android, and BlackBerry. Go to m.sportstalknetwork.com on your phone's web browser and bookmark the app. No downloads and no fees. Fresh audio, video shows, sports news, and more content delivered to your phone whenever you want. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. And now on your phone. With nearly 30 years of experience in the electrical surplus and distribution business, Supply Line Electric has now taken its business onto the internet with a completely automated website for inventory control and order entry. Specializing in motor starters, contactors, coils, contact kits, push buttons, pilot lights, photo and proximity sensors, and many more items, including obsolete and hard to find parts. Visit us today at supplylineelectric.com. And don't forget that all orders ship the same business day. Supply Line Electric. Electric.com, your 24/7 distributor of electrical, motor control, and automation parts. Follow SportsTalkNetwork.com on Twitter at SportsTalkNET.
Oh my God.
Shut the front door.
And now like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/SportsTalkNetwork. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion.
Great job, guys. We just got certified loose slots by Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah, but George, we're so tired.
We've been giving out so much money, and look, Jackpot's arm hurts because of all the pulls.
Well, guys, don't do it for me. Do it for our guests. Get back out there.
All right.
All right? Hands in.
Palm slots pay lots.
Palm slots are certified up to 36.85% looser than the Las Vegas Strip and local jurisdictions by the Las Vegas Advisor.
SportsTalkNetwork.com, the internet broadcast giant for sports talk and entertainment programming, now features market-specific sports sites in over one dozen cities, including New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Cleveland, and Canada. And we're not done yet. More markets launching soon. Your cities, your teams, your passion. We are SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HDTV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part? The pristine digital picture and sound.
Call 877-509-MYTV.
So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit
card. Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-509-MYTV. 877-509-MYTV.
Get your college sports news when you want it, 24/7, online and on demand. SportsTalkNetwork.com. Your cities, your teams, your passion. Welcome back to the Steve Callis Show on SportsTalkNetwork.com.
Yeah, we're back on the Steve Callis Show. We're going to switch to the NBA now. A ton of games yesterday. We'll focus on a few and go over the scores of the others. But yesterday in the Battle of Los Angeles, which of course is an interesting battle now because of the Clippers having Paul and Griffin, but the Lakers were the home team yesterday, so obviously it was mainly a Lakers crowd. Los Angeles comes back, trailing after three quarters by three. They outscore the Clippers 28-20 in the fourth. Lakers beat the Clippers, Lakers 96, Clippers 91. Kobe 24 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. That's what he can do, obviously. But Gasol 23 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. And Andrew Bynum, who I think is the key to the Lakers to stay healthy and play well, 19 points, 6 rebounds. The Lakers managed to pull it out in the fourth quarter. Now, there was a lot of chippiness in this game, and this is how it's going to be. This is a real rivalry now. The Clippers were like the second bananas clearly to the Lakers for all these years. But now, even though the Lakers won yesterday, the Clippers with, of course, high-flying Blake Griffin, 26 points, 9 rebounds, and star point guard Chris Paul, only 4 points, but 12 assists and 4 rebounds. I think Paul's going to have to score a little more on that team. But yesterday, the Lakers get the job done. And again, a little chippiness between Griffin and Meta World Peace, formerly known as Ron Artest. You know, he's an interesting player, of course, a good defender. World Peace, Meta World Peace is his name. 3 points, but 5 rebounds, 7 assists. Very good defense. Got into it a little bit with Blake Griffin. We're on a loose ball. He dove for it and kind of actually sat on Blake Griffin's, led to some pushing and shoving. Later, between Gasol And Chris Paul, Gasol, I thought kind of playfully putting his head on his hand on Paul's head. Paul, the guy who doesn't like to be touched, of course, around his head area, pushes him off, and that led to words. And after the game, it led to more words. But this is how it's going to be, as Paul said. This is how it's going to be in this rivalry, because it really is a rivalry now. Lakers 96, Clippers 91, Caron Butler also 16 points, 5 rebounds. For the Clippers, they have a nice team. You know, Chauncey Billups is there, 9 points, 4 assists. Williams with 16 off the bench. Mo Williams, a good player, formerly of the Cavaliers. So the Clippers are coming, and the Lakers, I think, are trying to hang on. Kobe still looks good. Gasol is playing better this year. Bynum, again, when healthy. Derek Fisher, 11 points, 1 assist. You know, I thought they were trying to upgrade at the point guard position this year, but it didn't work out. But the Lakers do get this one, 96-91. The Lakers now 11-8. The Clippers at 9-6. So I'll have to keep an eye, because this is a rivalry that's always played in the same building. Of course, obviously different crowds, depending on exactly who the home team is. But this is a great rivalry that is not going to go away anytime soon. Another interesting game, the Pacers, a very good team this year. They go to Chicago. Chicago has Rose back, but they managed to beat the Bulls. Pacers 95, Bulls 90. Pacers down 10 at the half, come back, go up one after three, win the game by 5. Pacers 95, Bulls 90. Granger, one of those unsung guys, kind of like Kevin Martin. You don't really know how good he is till you watch him play a lot. 22 points, 9 rebounds for Granger. Hibbert, their big man, 20 points, 8 rebounds. Again, they have a pretty good team as well. West with 14, George with 13, Collison with 11, the whole starting 5 in double figures. Hansbrough off the bench, 10 points, 6 rebounds. Indiana has a good team. I don't think they're as good as the Bulls, but they beat the Bulls in Chicago yesterday, and the Bulls did have Derrick Rose. Rose with 24 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Brewer with 20 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, an excellent game for him. Rip Hamilton, 17 points, 3 assists. Boozer, 11-7, and of course Noah, always a monster on the boards, 10 points, 13 rebounds. The Bulls got nothing from their bench yesterday, a grand total of 8 points. A grand total of 6 rebounds. So that's not going to get it done for Chicago. Chicago drops to 16-4. Obviously still an excellent record. The Indiana Pacers move up to 12-5. And again, I think they're a playoff team for sure this year. They have a good squad. And for them to go into Chicago and beat Chicago, I think says a lot about their team. A couple of other games to take a look at. Atlanta, a pretty good team, goes down to San Antonio to play the Spurs. Now, the Spurs have survived without Ginobili. Yesterday, they bury the Hawks in San Antonio. Spurs 105, Atlanta Hawks 83. Spurs move to 12-7. Atlanta drops to 13-6. Tony Parker, 15 points, 7 assists. Duncan only 6 points, but 11 rebounds and 2 assists. It was the bench for San Antonio. Bonner, Matt Bonner, 17 points, 3 rebounds. Diago Splitter off the bench, 16 points, 8 rebounds. Green, 10 points, 5 rebounds. Joseph, 8 points, 4 assists. So it was the bench yesterday that really won the game. Blair, a starter, 17 points for San Antonio, but I thought it was the bench that made the difference. Atlanta has a very good guard in Teague, 20 points, 5 rebounds. Joe Johnson, only 10 points. I think he's been in a bit of a slump. He did have 7 assists, but not a whole lot of other help. Smith with 13 points and 5 rebounds for Atlanta. They're going to have to play better on the road, but San Antonio with a big win over Atlanta, an easy win, 105-83. San Antonio wins that game. One other game to look at. We'll go through the scores of 2 other games, actually. The Warriors, a young team, an up-and-down team. Again, I think Mark Jackson's going to be a very good NBA coach. But the Warriors yesterday beat the Portland Trailblazers. Portland, a very good team this year, I think. Warriors 101, Trailblazers 93. Golden State only moves to 6-11. Portland drops to 11-8. Curry went off last night, 32 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, an excellent player. David Lee, 26 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. I mean, again, they have a very good team, Golden State. They've got some good young players. Monte Ellis, only 4 points, but 12 assists. So he took off the scoring burden, but he had 12 assists. And Rush off the bench, 14 points, 6 rebounds for Golden State. For Portland, LaMarcus Aldridge, 18 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, a very good player, an all-star. Matthews, 15 points, 2 assists. Batum off the bench, 16 points, 3 rebounds. Jamal Crawford off the bench, 16 points, 3 assists. And Marcus Camby, what can you say about this guy? Only 4 points, but 16 rebounds, including 5 offensive. 2 assists for Camby. Still a very good player, but the Warriors get the job done. Warriors 101, Trailblazers 93. Another interesting game, Milwaukee goes down to Houston to play the Rockets. The Rockets are a pretty good team this year. They dropped to 10-8 after Milwaukee beats them 105-99. Milwaukee moves to 7-10. Now Bogut, their big man, only played 9 minutes, so this is a particularly impressive win. They lose their big man, but they still managed to beat the Rockets, who had won 7 in a row. But yesterday, Milwaukee 105-99. Jennings with 20 points, 6 assists. Jackson off the bench, 20 points, 3 assists. Dunleavy off the bench, 18 points, 3 rebounds. Gooden off the bench for 11 points. They're pretty deep, and for them to do what they did without Bogut, their big man, who's a very good big man, is pretty impressive on the road. Bucks 105, Rockets 99. Kevin Martin, the quiet star to me. They say it's Joe Johnson. I think it's Kevin Martin as well. Kevin Martin, 29 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Luis Scola, very good player, 18 points, 8 rebounds. He doesn't get much pub. Samuel D'Alembert, a good signing for the Rockets, I think, 13 points, 18 rebounds, and Kyle Lowry, an up-and-coming point guard, 8 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds, an excellent game for Lowry, but not good enough as the Bucks move to 7-10, 105 over the now 10-8 Rockets, 99. A few other games, we'll just go over the scores and maybe the high score quickly. The Nets upset the 76ers. The Nets moved to 6-13. The 76ers to 12-6. This is what Darren Williams can do. He takes over the game, 34 points, 11 assists, as the Nets beat the 76ers. The Heat beat the Pistons, 101-98. LeBron James, 32.7 assists to lead Miami in both categories. Pistons fall to 4-15. Miami moves to 13-5. A few other games. The Raptors beat the Jazz in Utah. Raptors 111, Jazz 106. Kleiza with 25 points for the Raptors. Millsap with 31 for the Jazz. But the Raptors get the victory on the road at Utah. A few other games. The Nuggets bury the Kings, 122-93. Gallinari celebrating that new contract, I guess, with 23 points. Andre Miller with 10 assists. Jimmer Fredette leads the Kings with 19 points. Cousins, 15 rebounds. But the Nuggets get the win, 122-93. Minnesota on ring night in Dallas for the Mavericks. And that was nice because J.J. Barea of the Timberwolves got his championship ring. Maybe that's why they did it that night. But then the Timberwolves go out and beat the Mavericks at home. No Dirk Nowitzki for the Mavericks. Minnesota 105. Mavericks 90. We're talking about Kevin Love, the walking double-double. Yesterday, he goes for 31 points and 10 rebounds to lead his team in both categories. Ricky Rubio, of course, who does remind one of Pete Maravich, if you can remember back to Maravich's days. Ricky Rubio with 12 assists. Jason Terry led the Mavericks with 17. Obviously, they're not the same team without Dirk. Timberwolves win 105-90. A couple of other games quickly. The Thunder beat the Hornets 101-91. The Hornets 3-15. The Thunder now 15-3. Kevin Durant with 25. Jarrett Jack, a pretty nice player for the Hornets, but they're overmatched now. He had 20 points and 5 assists to lead his team in both categories. Oklahoma City Thunder wins by 10. The Wizards bury the Bobcats 92-75. Young with 20 for the Wizards. Carroll leads the Bobcats with 17. Neither of them going anywhere. Bobcats 3-16, Wizards 3-15. And finally, I can just say it this way, the lowly Knicks. I don't know what else to say. You know, so much hope for the Knicks. I thought when they got, obviously Stoudemire and Anthony last year, can those two guys coexist? I just don't know. Anthony with only 1 point the other day, 15 points, 6 assists last night. He has a thumb on his non-shooting hand that's bothering him. That could affect the way you shoot because obviously you guide the ball with your offhand. But the Cavaliers in Cleveland beat the Knicks for the 9th straight time that the Knicks have gone to Cleveland. Obviously, that goes back to LeBron days. But also, since LeBron, the Cavaliers have been able to beat the Knicks at home. Cavaliers 91, Knicks 81. Anton Jameson, 15 points for the Cavaliers. He leads them. Varejao with 16 rebounds. Kyrie Irving, the number one pick, with 7 assists. For the Knicks, Stoudemire leads them in points and rebounds with 19 and 14, respectively. Carmelo Anthony with 6 assists. But the Cavaliers move up to 7-10 by beating the now 7-11 Knicks, 91-81. And the problem for the Knicks, frankly, is they've had a pretty weak schedule of late. And they've lost to some not very good teams. And frankly, that's a big problem because a lot's expected of the Knicks in New York. And so far, obviously, they haven't delivered at all. But Carmelo's injury is a problem. Only 4-for-15 yesterday. Only 1 point the night before in an easy victory over the Bobcats. But the Bobcats, as you probably know, are a pretty bad team. Looking quickly at the standings in the Eastern Conference, Chicago with the best record, 16-4, then Miami 13-5, Orlando 12-5, Philly 12-6, Indiana 12-5, Atlanta 13-6, and then believe it or not, for the last two playoff spots, you go to the Celtics at 7-9 and Milwaukee at 7-10, Cleveland right there at 7-10, and the Knicks at 7-11. Again, it just kills me that you can be sub 500 and make the playoffs, but that's how it is in a lot of these sports now. In the West, Oklahoma City with the best record in basketball is 15-3. The, to me, not so surprising Nuggets, again, they got a lot out of that trade last year for Carmelo. They're now 13-5, the Nuggets. San Antonio 12-7. The Clippers 9-6. Utah 10-6. Memphis 10-7. The last two, again, the West always deeper than the East. The Trailblazers and the Lakers are 11-8. They have the tiebreaker right now over Dallas, who's 11-8, and the Rockets are 10-8 before you get to the sub 500 teams. Again, obviously very early, but interesting still, even years later, after the West was dominant for all those years. Now there are obviously some very good teams in the East, like the Heat, but the West is still a deeper, tougher conference, at least in my mind, than the East is. Moving now to the NHL, only one game yesterday, a number of interesting things in that game, Detroit and Montreal, but it's the All-Star break now for the NHL. We'll try and do a little All-Star break stuff tomorrow. But yesterday, the only game, Montreal 7, the Red Wings 2. Now, the Red Wings are an interesting team. But on the road, they're just not very good. They have 17 straight home wins. They're 22-1 overtime loss at Joe Louis Arena. They have the most points in hockey at the All-Star break, but they're 13-14 on the road. They get hammered yesterday. Jimmy Howard, a very good goalie who leads the National Hockey League with 30 wins, gave up 4 goals in the first period. They took him out for Ty Conklin. Montreal scored on their first two shots against Conklin in the second period to go up 6-0. The final score, 7-2. Yuri Hudler gets both goals for Detroit, but Rene Bork gets his 15th. Tomas Plekanec gets his 10th. Max Pacioretty gets his 17th. And Eric Cole gets his 19th for Montreal. David Desharnais scores 2 goals for the Canadiens. Canadiens 7, Detroit 2. No Nicklas Lidström for Detroit. Can't say that's why they lost. He was out with the flu, but, you know, they got hammered 7-2. He did have a 213 games in a row stopped as of yesterday. So Lidstrom misses the final game before the All-Star break with the flu. Detroit still with 67 points, the highest team, the most points in the National Hockey League. But yesterday, Montreal gets the best of them. Carey Price in goal for the Canadiens. Montreal 7, Detroit 2. We'll do more NHL on the break tomorrow. Tonight, your TV TNT doubleheader on Thursday night. Tonight, it's at 8 o'clock, Celtics at the Magic. And then 8 o'clock Eastern, that's followed by the Grizzlies at the Clippers, 10:30 Eastern, obviously 7:30 out at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. A bunch of college basketball games tonight. ESPN 7 Eastern, North Carolina State at North Carolina. ESPN 2, 7 Eastern, Florida at Mississippi. ESPN U, 7 Eastern, Nebraska at Iowa. ESPN 2 at 9 o'clock, Indiana at Wisconsin. Of course, Indiana has beaten both the number 1 and 2 teams in the country this year. ESPN U at 9, Boston College at Virginia, all times Eastern. And Gonzaga at Portland, 11 o'clock Eastern. ESPN 2, obviously 8 o'clock out in Portland. Also, one excellent women's game, Baylor at Oklahoma, 8 o'clock on MSG Plus, if you get MSG. And the Australian Open live tomorrow morning, 3:30 in the morning on ESPN2. This is the Steve Kallis Show, or at SportsTalkNetwork.com.